Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January the 17th of the year of our Lord, 2019. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced that checks and balances are brilliant, and they're put in place by the founding fathers, and we have those wonderful solutions at our fingertips. Ladies and gentlemen, we reject revolution, stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. A quick recap of yesterday's show. After almost hitting a cyclist, a truck driver stops to see if biker is okay. Tremendous act of kindness. Turns out one person was white, one person was black, and they basically understood each other. They just said, you know what, I'm so sorry I didn't see you. And the biker's like, oh man, it was scary, but you know what, thank you for checking on me. And that's the decent way Americans work together across the country. If you listen to the mainstream press, everything is a meltdown. Everything is a hatred act. Everything is an act of division and conquer and problems. It isn't the truth out here in the real world. Is there tensions in big, you know, cities? Sure. But you know what? Most people get along just fine. And we want to encourage Americans to stand together as Americans. Chicago woman with concealed carry permit. I guess she shot and killed a robber. You know, she tried to stop him, but he wouldn't listen. You know, bottom line is you got to defend yourself. Sean Hannity claims Donald Trump has secret information that he will reveal soon. It'll reveal corruption so large we're shocked. Yeah, Donald Trump has secret information that'll reveal corruption at levels that we wouldn't have even dreamed of. Now, believe it or not, Sean Hannity's saying that according to Media Matters. Now, do you trust Media Matters? I don't. But here's what's interesting to me. When I hear stuff like that, oh, man, there's a big, just a boatload of stuff that's going to be released that's going to be just shell-shocking. And you know what? Most of it, I don't believe. A lot of that's rumors. Oh, what's that organization that purports to, you know, leak all kinds of stuff, Kurt? What's that thing called? Remember what it's called?
Say it one more time.
It's that thing that they, that secret release of data all the time. Drone Corsi dabbled with it a little bit. Alex, some people say that it's Alex Jones. I don't know who it is. What's that thing called? Anyway, I'll have to look it up.
Not sure what.
But anyway, it's a leaking of information organization. I'll have to find the name of it. Anyway, it reminds me of that.
Oh, WikiLeaks.
No, not WikiLeaks.
Anyway. And then there was one other one.
Yeah, that's that one other one. Good. I'm with you on that. Rush Limbaugh, by the way, I'll find it out here in a couple of minutes and tell you. It's just slipped my mind. This is what happens when we don't have massive fact checkers behind the scenes that can quickly tell me this. If I had a staff of like 10 people, I guarantee you one guy would remember it. They'd whisper it in my ear, and then I just roll it out like a rock star, like I know everything. But I don't, and I don't have a big staff. And you know what? When I rely on Kurt, and he's not even paying attention, then I get him to pay attention, and he doesn't know either, then we're in trouble. So, but that's live radio, right? We're just doing the best we can. And you know what? I just can't remember what it's called. I'll find out in just a second, though. But anyway, Rush Limbaugh said no question that cabal is trying to overturn the election. He's right about that. Elon Musk's...
The deep state
no,
you're talking about?
No, or? It's an organization or a group that supposedly releases stuff. The deep state doesn't do that. They do the opposite, Kurt. Right? They're the ones
Swamp
that have the star
monsters,
chambers. They're the ones
leakers.
That have the star chambers. Anyway, Elon Musk's space organization, SpaceX, is laying off hundreds of workers. I guess he's not going to the moon anytime soon. Mega pastor, guy's name is Andy Stanley, he's a nutcase. To Christians, the Ten Commandments don't apply to you. Joseph Farah writes the piece. I think Andy Stanley's a nutcase. The Ten Commandments are the quintessential, in my opinion, starting point for all Christians, if you will. A new study says less sitting, more moving, tied to living longer. Another study also says 6 hours of sleep a night increases your risk for heart disease. So, you know, get more sleep is the point, and move around a little bit more. Watch your diet a little bit more. You know, good stuff, right? But it's not rocket science either, right? I mean, it's good news, but I don't know that we need a big old funding of studying for this. Los Angeles teacher strike fueled by radical propaganda movement. Bottom line is, you know, they're melting down there. They're supposed to be sitting at the negotiating table today. They have news headlines saying, oh, parents are just struggling with what to do with their children. Yeah. Japan's sushi king paid a big old bunch of cash for a bluefin tuna fish. I guess $5,000 a pound was that dude. So, and if he paid $5,000 a pound, how much does he got to charge to, you know, eat that sushi? Animal rights charity secretly killing dogs. Yeah, despite their no-kill policy. That's a tragedy. Hey, they're, you know, they act like they're saving the animals. Why don't they save the children from abortion, you know? Facebook's going to invest $300 million. I guess they're going to, you know, make sure there's no fake news going on. They're going to help the local folks with news, I guess. Fake streams. We talked about criminal investigation underway over potential data fraud in Norway. They got data fraud in Norway. They don't got that in America, thank heavens. Glad to hear that. Hour two of Liberty Roundtable Live. We had our guest on, Mr. Joe Bannister, a highly decorated former IRS criminal investigator with us. One of the most feared agencies in the United States. And bottom line is, Joe Bannister says, I had to give up my job. It's freedom above fortune. And his website's agentfortruth.com. He does a tremendous job. And he says, a lie needs another lie to prop it up, but the truth stands on its own. We mentioned, please watch the movie freedomtofascism.com. It highlights a lot of what Joe talks about. Pennsylvania judge ruling restores Obamacare mandate that, you know what? They say employers must provide free birth control. What a shame on that. This is where Donald does a good job, and we just got, you know, thugs everywhere. Judges, activist judges, out of control, just shutting him down single-handedly. We've got a problem with the judicial system in America, folks, big time. Donald doing a good job, though. I just wish we could get enough people to support him, huh? But hey, the whole system is just controlled by liberals and extremists and pro-deathers and etc. Gosnell movie DVD hits number one. New drama on Amazon, doing a great job, Gosnell. So we got a lot of people doing great pro-life stuff, I'll tell you right now. And it's not covered near enough. We talked about how abortion has harmed America. Incredible column by Star Parker, doing a great job. And we talked about Twitter banned a radio talk host. Liberals love free speech they agree with. Rights aren't more. It's about Lars Larson. He got banned from Twitter, I guess. But again, why don't we build our own institutions, folks? I just don't get it. Everybody runs around and goes to the liberals and says, oh my gosh, you don't like my content. You're shutting me down. Hey, why don't the conservatives build something for a change? Oh, Sam, you're a big talker. That's right. We built Liberty News Radio. Is it big? No. Could it be bigger? Yes. But we're doing all that we can. Okay, I can only do what I can control and what I can be involved in. And I'm putting my time and my money and my energies where my mouth is. Okay, I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I told you we ought to build our own institutions. We've had this network running since 2009. And we helped a like-minded buddy run a network like this 10 years before that. And before that, we went and sold a house and bought a radio station. Now, I'm not here to say we're rock stars or more important than anybody else. What I'm saying is we can all do something. And the synergism of our efforts and our greater numbers can absolutely change the game. And the new media can take center stage, and we can make a difference. So don't get discouraged and think you've been sidelined or disenfranchised, because I don't believe it to be true, unless we allow it to happen by our apathy. Stop the suppression of conservative speech. Ann Coulter, doing a great job, Ann. She's right. All around college campuses, we've allowed the education corruption system to literally control the free speech of people, and our children can't even hear conservative views anymore. Chick-fil-A store opens on Sunday, a very unique experience so that a special needs child can enjoy a birthday wish. What a cool thing. They're only open on Sundays once in a great while for special, unique reasons, and I commend them. Chick-fil-A, baby. They're kind of the unofficial sponsor of Liberty Roundtable Live. Why are they unofficial? Because they don't pay us any money and because they haven't given us permission. But we love their Christian views. We love their being closed on Sundays, so 6 days a week, etc. And we're grateful for them. And so they're the unofficial sponsor of Liberty Roundtable Live. All right, that's a recap of yesterday's news. Today, news starts now. Kurt Crosby with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right. CNN analyst Areva Martin. I guess she got on a satellite program with this Fox News pundit, David Webb, Kurt, and they got in a big old heated debate, and she got all mad, and she told him he had white privilege. You want to know what the problem is?
He's black?
They're both black, Kurt.
Oh.
She's black, and he's black, and so, you know, this black chick gets on there, and, you know, you got, and she calls him a white privilege. The problem is they're both black. Now, this just kind of goes to the point. Since it's a radio show, she can't see that he's black, right, Kurt?
Good point.
And so she doesn't have any idea. She just spouts off of the mouth, just too eager, you know, to attack everybody with white privilege. This just shows how they use these labels just at will to just try to disable somebody from the argument. In this case, though, she got egg all over her face, to say the least. And the bottom line is, it isn't white privilege. He's not white at all. In fact, it might point to black privilege that both of them, you got a CNN commentator and a Fox commentator, both black, rock stars. Hey, I'm white and can't even get a gig, right? Because they say I'm too extreme and I'm a racist. I just don't get it. But anyway, it's pretty comical. Twitter's all a tweet yeah, with mocking this. But CNN and Fox, I think they created kind of a star-studded show to go ahead and get coverage. In other words, she might have even known. This might be just a political stunt. What do you think, Kurt? We'll talk about that. We'll also get our buddy Brian with us. Honest Money Report coming up on Liberty Roundtable Live. Listen to the wind
blow. Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped-up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe, and morally deformed. They will attack you. They will slander you. They will seek to destroy your career and your family. They will seek to destroy everything about you, including your reputation. They will lie. Lie, lie, and then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever's necessary. The Clintons are criminals. Remember that. They're criminals.
I'm going to open up our libel laws so when they write purposely negative and horrible and false articles, we can sue them and win lots of money. We're going to open up those libel laws.
All right, we told you that they're promoting the race card all the time is a divide and conquer tactic that we reject, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, they claim if you're white, you're just flat out a racist, and there's no way to deny it. There's no way to, it's just their way to checkmate you. It's a lie. We're not racist at all. Although I have no problem advocating for the white race because I'm white, and I have no problem with blacks or anybody else advocating for their race either. We are all God's children, and we need to treat each other like it. We need to be kind and considerate and respectful and respect people's heritage and cultures, and that's all good. But I find this comical. CNN analyst Areva Martin, she accused Fox News pundit David Webb of being, well, of having white privilege. The problem is, Brian Rust, they're both black. It just goes to show. Now, she's on a radio show. So she can't see this guy and see that he's black, too. And she just went off in a big old debate, and then she's just, like, accusing him of white privilege. And, well, he's a black guy. It just shows that they just throw these labels around as their only way when they're about to lose an argument to derail the discussion and checkmate somebody. And in this case, she lost big time. And you know what? I reject all of this. Now, I want everybody to have a great life, and I want everybody to advocate for their race and their culture. Just because a black person wants blacks to do well, that doesn't mean he wants the whites to do bad, or vice versa. I mean, this is just a concocted political manipulation to divide us, and I completely reject it, Brian.
Yeah, I agree with you, Sam. I mean, look at the world we're living in. We're accusing people of doing this, that, and the other, and then they, you know, sometimes, you know, they get caught in some of these lies. And it just goes to show you, they're not doing their homework, and they just throw things out there and trying to, pollute, society.
But what's comical is these two people are rock stars, and they're both black. Maybe they, I don't know if they got black privilege or what.
I think that's awesome.
I don't really think so. I'm trying to demonstrate the absurd by being absurd a little bit, right? I think that all people on their own merits ought to do the best they can, and we ought to treat each other equally and kindly, and before God and country, we should, you know, treat each other equally, and skin ought to have, color ought to have nothing to do with it.
Right. I mean, make society better by just by being civilized. I mean, trying to, you know, we don't need to find fault. Everybody's got a few issues here and there, and we're not perfect, but yeah.
Anyway, I just find it comical. Twitter's all alive with this and stuff like that, and everybody's freaking out, and she got egg all over her face, and it's just too comical. It's just too much, and it just demonstrates what my point is. You put the radio in the middle of it, so she can't see him, and she doesn't even know, and she just babbles at the mouth, and ooh, whoops. And then they call me a racist, and I'm blind.
Yeah.
So, I have no idea if Brian's even white. You know what I mean?
That's right.
By the way, I don't really care to make the point. Either.
Right.
Because Brian is a person, and whether he's black or white or Latino or whatever, he has every right as much as the rest of us. Now, if he's illegal, then that's a problem because it's illegal. And even if the white guy's here illegally, that's kind of a problem. So we got to really break this down in fundamental realities and discuss our points on principle every time. By the way, overseas, Brexit, they thought it was a big thing, but it failed. Brian?
Yeah, it did. So, yeah, that situation, you know, they're kind of jumping back into things. I think they were meeting again to kind of get that rolling, and that's not happening. So, it just goes to show you one more kink in the system, you know, trying to, accomplish their
in my mind, it shows the deep state is really global. The people wanted out of it and everything else, but you got these politicians, they literally double down. Marginalized, and they had, 18 months or something like that since they said, hey, Brexit was going to happen, and then eventually, and they literally twisted arms and behind the scenes, and we had hoped for a new direction, but we're not seeing it, Kurt. What do you think, deep state at work?
Big time, yeah, and, Mrs. May or whatever, bottom line is the reason she got a little defeat one day, and then she got the no confidence vote voted in her favor, and that is because she basically did what all the big, one world kind of people wanted her to do, and that was stall the whole thing after the British people voted to leave the European Union.
Yeah, they should have took
and
action
so
immediately,
that's
huh?
What's going on? Well, you know, that's just the way it works. I mean, the American people say they want a certain thing, and then you get Congress to, slow it down and stop it. And then the Congress critters are surprised when they don't want to vote them back in.
Yeah, gold and silver, kind of interesting. They say the stock market's up, the stock market's down, the stock market's everywhere, but gold and silver pretty steady as a rock. Gold at, $12.95 and silver at $15.63 right now. So silver and gold are steady among this melee and Brexit and stocks up and down. And they say stocks are starting down today, Brian.
Well, that's right. You got that yo-yo effect on there. And one thing, you look at the global debt. I mean we're what, $184 trillion globally in debt worldwide, and one thing is pushing away from the, being backed by some kind of, protection there, gold and silver and so on. I mean, it's just going to show you what's happening, and then not listening to the voice of the people, because I think I think the voice of the people. I mean, we're fed up. We're fed up with where we're overspending and the fighting that's going on there in Washington. I mean, we've got civil war in Washington right now, pointing fingers and wrong is right, right is wrong, and it's just getting way out of hand. I think people are getting real fed up about it, but they're not listening to people either.
And what, you don't expect them to start soon or start either?
What's that?
You don't expect them to start listening either, do you?
I don't. I mean, they've got their agendas, and it doesn't matter what's going on. It's my agenda, and this is where we're headed. I don't get it. You know, the mess that we're, I mean, you look at debt overall. I mean, the corporate debt of $9 trillion in our country, and college debt, credit card debt, and auto debt. I mean, 73 or higher percentage of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, or they die with debt at the end of their life. It's $60,000 in debt.
And now they're talking about government officials in Washington D.C. right near the Donald Trump hotel and food lines. Did you see that?
Yeah.
What do you think, Kurt? They're in the food lines. Maybe they ought to go to church and get some help, and not hang out by the Trump hotel for food lines, Kurt.
We hung out there. It was a nice place, but we didn't do the food line thing. I mean,
well, we did too. We got wine going to the Trump Hotel and eat.
No. We had some nice supporters fed us there, and so it was a really nice event.
What was that, steak dinner?
Yeah, that's right.
It was phenomenal. Anyway, I guess we shouldn't talk about our white privilege while these poor people that work for the government are starving in the lines and stuff like that. I mean,
there you go.
That'd be horrible. Nancy Pelosi in the news, and she says, hey, Donald, you need to reschedule the State of the Union because, with the shutdown and everything, it's just too dangerous for you to do the State of the Union. Some say it's a political ploy. What do you say, Brian?
Yeah, I think it is. I don't, Nancy Pelosi, I don't have much good to say about her. I mean, maybe she should read her own book or that. I don't know.
Well, here's what I was kind of thinking. If she opens the government, then the State of the Union will be fine. We can talk about how the government just got opened and all that kind of stuff, and we're building the wall. And I mean, all she's got to do is do that.
Yeah. Boy, it would be pretty simple.
But the other thing I think is, do we have to have the State of the Union in the pit or in Congress or whatever? And why can't Donald just do like the State of the Union on the border? Hey, it's Donald Trump here down on the border. We normally do the State of the Union in Congress, but Nancy didn't want to show up, and so we thought we'd hang on down here at the border and do the State of the Union address and such like that. And, why didn't he just do that? Get a couple of ranchers around him? And I mean, it would be a phenomenal event.
Right. I think you're right on. I think that would be a great ploy. In fact, Sam, I think he ought to call you and get you in there and help him help us.
Hey, this here's Donald down there in Texas. Washington, D.C. is all shut down because of Nancy and crew. I've been sitting in the Oval Office trying to work with them, and they've been partying on the beach in Puerto Rico. But now I'm down here on the border, and we got to really do something down here. It's a crisis, and, I'm telling you, he could have an absolute heyday and mock Nancy. The other thing he could do is he could have the State of the Union in L.A. in front of her office and just watch the riots come out.
Yeah.
And you'd count how many illegals are in the riot,
That's exactly right.
I mean, I'm just telling you right now, he has an opportunity of a lifetime with this. What do you say, Kurt? Am I crazy on this one?
Well, you recently had the, some people showed up at Nancy's place.
Yes, sir. And it wasn't
very
pleasant.
They expected to find no walls and no doors locked and, nothing like that. And
hey, what if he has the State of the Union out in front of Nancy's house?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be great. I think you ought to be able to get a lot of folks there. And what they could do, to get some extra labor, they could just go down to one of the, Home Depots or whatever and get some day labor. And usually you can get plenty of illegals because you got those, what do they call them, sanctuary states going on there?
Yes, sir. Wow, Brian Rust with us. I don't know what this has to do with Quinn and Gifts, but I do know this. It has to do with the economy, I'll tell you that right now. Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam, Kurt, and Brian in seconds on your favorite hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use radio station.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, tilt things in their direction.
There's no voter fraud.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. Then you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text F-I-G-H-T to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. Defendapatriot.com.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
All right, Sam Bushman, Brian Rust, RustQuittingGift.com, and Kirk Crosby in the roundtable right now. Hard-hitting talk radio at your fingertips. We are live. So I got this tweet ready to fire off right now, okay? It says, at real Donald Trump. So you tag the Donald, right? And then the headline says, star Pelosi, reschedule State of the Union. And then I add, why not do the State of the Union live on the border? What do you think? Should I fire off this tweet, Brian?
I think that's awesome.
All right. I just tweeted that dude out, man, at Donald Trump. There you go. What do you say to that, Kurt?
Amen. I say,
all right.
Yeah, I like that.
Anyway, I just find that pretty interesting. I just don't understand. I'm telling you right now, he has an opportunity of a lifetime to eat Nancy and crew alive.
You know, and besides that, what he could do is he could tell them, hey, look, the brand new 2019 silver dollars from the U.S. Mint are now available. Or I don't know, are they available yet, Brian? Have you got some of those in stock?
I do. They're available.
I bet
how
they
much are those
are,
dudes? 20 bucks?
I'll
18
bet
bucks?
They're beautiful.
Yeah, just under 20 bucks.
Oh,
yeah, man.
You know, he,
hey,
could,
them
he
dollars?
Could have those and highlight honest money and talk about all that. I mean,
yeah, all he's
he
got to do is get on the border time. And say these dollars cost $20. You know?
Yeah. He could teach people all
just
about gotta it.
He's
got
to educate about honest money and just be on the border. And Nancy, come on down. You know, you're the next contestant on the Price is Right, you know. All right, so Microsoft is in the news. I want to tell you about these guys. Just imagine if he just paraded politicians. I need you to come right on down here on the border and join me, and we need to talk about this live in front of the American people. And I just want to know, Nancy, why will you not help us with national security? Why can't you put $5 billion in to get this done? We've already spent more with the government shut down than it's going to cost for the wall. Why are you politically grandstanding on this? I think you got to have a real State of the Union and expose these thugs for who they really are. On the border, live in front of the American people. I mean, it would be a State of the Union to be remembered for hundreds of years, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it would be incredible.
Yeah.
All right.
He'd have people behind him. I think that would be support. I think it'd be awesome. We'd love to see it.
Yeah, you could even get some of the Mexican folks on the border there, too. They could talk about it. You know, if you straddle the border and put one foot in Mexico and one foot in America and stuff like that, then you could really talk about it. You could say, I've got one foot that's illegal right now, and I'm illegally in Mexico. I'm only half illegal, though, in this case. So you got to understand that. And we're documenting it, so I'm not undocumented. Understand that. Because we're doing this live on national TV. I'm telling you, he could just have a heyday. You think Saturday Night Live mocking Donald Trump is interesting? He could have a real-time reality TV show on the border with the national security of the greatest country on the face of the earth at stake, and he could just literally, you could do the hokey-pokey on the border, Donald. It'd just be tremendous. I got my one foot in, kind of thing. And I'm telling you right now, it would be incredible. He could just mock Nancy. Nancy, come on down here and do the hokey pokey on the border, please. We got to get this done. This is serious business. All right. So Microsoft is in the news. And I guess the prices of housing is way too high in Seattle down there, Brian. And so Microsoft pledges $500 million to ease the Seattle housing crisis. Now, my take on this story is I appreciate the $500 million. Okay. Meaning, at first glance, you'd say, well, that's kind and that's good. And at least it's not forced. And right. But my problem with it is these big companies get special privilege whenever they come into an area. They get tax breaks. They get all kinds of subsidizing from the American people. And then all they do is write a token check back. I mean, how much has Microsoft received in special privileges, corporate welfare, if you will, along the way, and now $500 million back? I'd rather not give out those handouts, not put the taxpayer on the forced hook for it, and then give a token check back in the first place, Brian. So I appreciate the gesture. My whole point is there's a better way forward.
Yeah, I'm not really sure about that, but I think there is some major issues when you start looking at, the middle class is declining, and the poor are getting poorer. And I think, housing, a lot of people are being priced out of housing, but no doubt about it, I think there's a better way to go about it. These big corporations would come in and get the tax breaks and so on. Some of them don't even survive, but they've gotten the big breaks. It's put the mom and pop places, that have built our country along the whole line out of business because they can't compete on that bigger scale. They don't get the breaks. I think there's a lot of problems in that agenda that really hurts. And I think people just can't afford any more, housing. There's a lot of those, especially young people. These young people that get married, I feel, I'm worried about them in a sense, my kids and our kids trying to survive because our, reckless abandoned government and so on and the agendas that they have just really put us in such a dire straits. I think, I don't know.
And I just feel like a one-time $500 million, it's a blip and it helps, I guess. It's good. But again, I don't want to rely on these blips and on these hopes and wings and a prayer. I'd rather have a sound economy that doesn't require these infusions of, this Lord philanthropist came on down from on high and put $500 million in, saved our bacons, man. Oh, a whole generation will be blessed. And okay, I'd rather have a sound economy that focuses on sound money, sound principles from the get-go, because I believe would be much more stable that way. Kurt, you want to chime in on this one? What do you think, $500 million from Microsoft?
Well, I will say this, that, so many times they think that the answer is just throw more money at it. If it's a private company doing something with their money, then I'm for whatever they want to do. Here's the problem, if you ask me, is so many times the main problem is we jam everybody together with our grid system and all that kind of stuff, and then we're surprised when we have kind of squished up neighborhoods, if you will. There's plenty of room out there, ladies and gentlemen, and we could kind of spread out. We could use some of those 3D printed homes and some of that, other kind of stuff to, alleviate the housing problem. But
yeah, it starts with the government getting out of really controlling so much land, because you got to start with cheap land in the beginning.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
So anyway, I find that interesting, and I'm glad that it's better than nothing, but I think there's a better way forward. All right, there's a company known for deep cost cutting. Kurt May Anderson writes the piece.
Yeah,
I think it's
the Gannett. Yeah, that's right. Here's what's happening. It's more of the media basically getting bought up by the big boys, Sam. And in this case, the headline, they're talking about Gannett. Gannett, I think, is the owners of, your USA Today and stuff like that. And so there's somebody else that wants to buy them up. And what you see is a little fish in the media world gets eaten up by a bigger and a bigger and a bigger, and pretty soon they're too big to fail, right?
Yeah, although, what goes up must come down. So, I don't know that anything's too big to fail, ladies and gentlemen. I think that it's if you don't base it on sound principles, it's bound to fail. The only problem is we don't dare predict when. That's all. All right, Brian, so what do you think is going to happen in this government shutdown? Is Donald going to get the blame? Is Nancy going to get the blame? Is the economy going to go south? Are people just going to be running around in food lines in horror? And what do you think is going to happen here?
Well, right now, we have civil war in Washington. I mean, it's, civil unrest. So that's a good question, because no one wants to give in. I think Donald has an opportunity to as you say, let's bring Pelosi down to the border. And I mean, he has an opportunity to really push the right buttons right now and what he's trying to accomplish. But sometimes I'm wondering why he's not doing some of this stuff. I mean, he could, I think the shutdown's really causing havoc, but they're just using it. They don't care. They don't need the money, the government side. So they just push in on the other side. It's hurting other people. And they say, oh, we care. It's hurting these people. No, we care. But do they care? I mean, I don't think they really
care. I find fascinating is Nancy's getting paid, but the people that work for the government aren't getting paid. How does that work?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we're seeing this unrest, and it's hitting, again, the little people in the world who are trying to do things right. And we go back to, like you just said, I mean, if we're going to make America great again, let's get back to the principles that made us great. I mean, God, the principles based on, our God and beliefs and being kind to one another and helping. You knock someone down on a bike, you get out, you help them, and there's so many factors that we're going the wrong way.
Hey, Nancy, I got my cell phone down here with the banking app on it and stuff like that. Why don't you come on down here and deposit your check on the mobile border here?
Yeah.
Would you please do that? And we can cash Nancy's check at the border for the State of the Union. What do you think of that?
And just imagine if all these government employees, every time they got a check, they went and went to RussCoinAndGift.com and picked up a little bit of insurance, if you will, some honest money, some 50-cent pieces, some quarters, some dimes.
I got a question.
Dollar coins, and then when the times were tough, they could just rely on that.
Couldn't Donald just tell the Federal Reserve to create a $5 billion coin?
Good point.
Just go on down there to the border and reveal a $5 billion coin and say, I done had the Federal Reserve create this thing. Since our money's created out of nothing, why can't I do this? And this here coin's going to pay the border wall. Pay for the border wall. I'm just telling you, there's so many things that can be done. Thanks, Brian.
Hey, appreciate it. You can look one thing at palladium.
Hold on.
I don't want to talk about this, but I will. I'm just so mad. I didn't get asked to the junior prom, and it's raining, which means by the time I get to school, I'm soaking wet. Dad picked me up just after I left, and I was so mad I got out, and he said, wait, your mom said to give you this. I forgot my lunch money, and then I dropped it in the water, and I was late for history, and so at lunchtime, I had to find something on John Stuart Mill, which, of course, our library didn't have, so I had to walk all the way down to the office to call my mom, and she found something on the internet and called me back, and Karen, she wouldn't even help me, and that's a whole nother story, but dad helped me conjugate nouns or whatever on the way to the swim team workout, and then he read my history paper while I was in the pool, and of course, I forgot the bibliography, so I had to do that with my mother when I got home, and it made me totally forget that I put my jeans in the washer that morning, and I hate it when they sit wet like that all day and smell like mildew, but my mom said she put them in the dryer while I was at the swim team, and you know, I'm just not gonna go to the prom, no matter who asks me. I just want to stay home with my mom and dad.
Family.
And just hang out.
Isn't it about time?
Unless Dustin asked me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
I reinstated a policy first put in place by President Ronald Reagan, the Mexico City policy. I strongly supported the House of Representatives' pain-capable bill, which would end painful late-term abortions nationwide. And I call upon the Senate to pass this important law and send it to my desk for signing. We are protecting the sanctity of life and the family as the foundation of our society. And most importantly of all, it is the gift of life itself. That is why we march. That is why we pray, and that is why we declare that America's future will be filled with goodness, peace, joy, dignity, and life for every child of God.
All right, sorry about that. Some of these breaks are hard breaks. I don't have control of them. Brian was saying.
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to mention that when we talk about real money and these metals, you look at what palladium's doing. It's $13.99. It's increased 50%, and that's just because it's allowed to take its natural course. The central banks are controlling the paper contracts based on our gold and silver markets. Well, they're not on palladium, and you see what palladium's doing. It's $1,399.
Hey, Brian, you ought to create a meme, and maybe we could build a border out of palladium.
Yeah, there you go.
I ain't care. Just have a palladium border down there.
Yep.
Well, you know, that palladium is just one of those things I don't understand that much, and thank goodness, I mean, I can barely kind of get my fingers around silver and gold in the Constitution, but, you know, like you're... I mean, you're certainly right. What do you suggest, Brian, that people pick up? You know, do they have like quarter-sized pieces of palladium and dime sizes and, you know, half dollars palladium, or how do they do it?
Most of the palladium is sold by the ounce, not smaller. But I'm trying to show is the real market when it's allowed to play supply and demand and so on. You're seeing where the metals are right now. The paper market is driving the other gold and silver and allowing them to push down. But all your big central banks are buying up physical. I mean, you know, JP just added, over 750 million ounces in the last year. So JP Morgan. But it just shows you, what I'm trying to show you is when it's allowed to do what it is based on supply and demand and availability, you're seeing where the metals are based on our dollar and everything else on palladium. You're seeing that 50% rise. That's where the other metals should be going. So we can see evidence of it. So just to show
good people. Point. Yeah. So your point is if there was a real market there, and if people really took took the money that they bought instead of papers, if they took possession of it like they should, then the real price for silver and gold would be way higher.
Absolutely. No doubt about it.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, and I realize you couldn't build a board out of palladium, folks. It's a little joke for a meme to kind of highlight the point and to start to mock these folks, right? I mean, look, how much palladium would it take for a 2,000-mile border, right? I mean, I know it's a joke. But it's showing that, you know what, $5 billion is nothing is the point, right? What would it cost to build the border out of palladium?
Right. You're correct.
It'd cost about as much as the national debt, you know?
Right.
Or maybe the unfunded liabilities and such. All right, Brian, thank you, sir. I wanted to give you a chance to kind of flesh that out. It was fun. Appreciate
you. Hey, thank you. Thank you very much, guys. Have a great day. You're doing the right thing.
RussQuentinGift.com, ladies and gentlemen, there goes Brian. He's with us weekly, breaking down the Honest Money Report, doing a phenomenal job. Kurt, I'm writing another tweet. Survey results say build the wall. Did you see this?
Mm, I don't know that I saw that. I'm pretty sure, though, that most that's what most Americans feel like.
Absolutely. You know? Why wouldn't they, Kurt? Yeah.
Well,
survey results are with the Donald, Kurt.
Most Americans have walls at their house. Most Americans even have locks on their doors, you know, and stuff like that. So they kind of understand the principle.
So my tweet is going to say, survey results say build the wall. At real Donald Trump, securing the border is a moral issue. We strongly urge everyone to tell their members of Congress to pass President Donald Trump's plan for border security. Take action now. What do you think, Kurt? Is that a good tweet?
Oh, yeah. Sam.
All right, I'm on.
I just need to learn more about tweeting, but I know you're, you know, I think you're the chief tweeter that
well,
I
you,
know of.
I'm trying to tweet and write notes and talk, Kurt. I was hoping you could tweet on occasion, you know?
Yeah.
Donald.
Well, you know, in the old days, tweet was a little different than it is now, but, you know, I do think that you're tweeting is good stuff, you know.
I got to...
As soon as I understand how it all works, maybe I'll get in on it. I mean, I used to not even email.
I know. We're just
I'm an email.
Tearing it up.
You know, that's right.
AOC is Cortez's Twitter feed, Kurt. Did you know that?
Yeah. No, but I'm not surprised.
AOC. So now I'm going to tweet here. I'm going to paste this in here. So... And then I'm going to put @AOC space and then @DonaldTrump and then my tweet. What do you think? The border is a moral, securing the border is a moral issue. We strongly urge everyone to tell members of Congress to pass President Donald Trump's plan for border security. Take action now. And I got the Donald in there. I got a Casey Ocasio-Cortez in there because she's like the rock star now, Kurt. Did you know that?
Yeah. She's just a young Pelosi, right?
You know what's funny about this, Kurt? And I wanted to highlight this, too. How did she become such a rock star, Kurt? How did she become some little teeny girl that nobody knows was called Sandy in high school? And all of a sudden, hey, voila, she's like the rock star from the Bronx. But she's really not. She came from one of the richest counties in the country. Nevertheless, and on that lie, she becomes literally a rock star, has plenty of money, upsets somebody. But now she has more Twitter followers than, look, every other Democrat. In fact, if you want to run in 2020, you better get the nod and the wink and the support of the Ocasio-Cortez chick. How did all this happen, Kurt?
Well, it's back to what you've always taught us, Sam. He who owns the media makes the rules. She's been given the coverage by the media. And they've made her into the rock star she is, and they can also take it away from her. But I don't see that happening, do you?
Absolutely not. But it just goes to show what power these people have. Now, Twitter's a big world, Kurt. There's probably been 25 tweets in my timeline since I put out the tweet about Nancy Pelosi. Reschedule State of the Union, do it at the border. There's been probably 20 tweets since then. And now one of them says that, okay, my survey results to build the wall just came out. Good. Now CNN says Donald Trump just signed a bill, Kurt, providing back pay to federal employees affected by the ongoing partial government shutdown, the White House just announced. So that's good news. At least they got a bill signed to where, hey, these people that are working are promised to get paid. I think that's important. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we could debate having a lot of those federal workers there and all that. That's another topic. But I'm just saying, if they're called into work on this idea that they're supposed to get paid, I'm glad that we're going to at least keep our promise, Kurt, and pay them and not, you know, play games. No, I personally think a lot of those people ought to be let go permanently. That's a whole different discussion. But I am a promise keeper, Kurt, in that, you know what, when we make agreement, hey, you're going to come back to work on this idea that you're going to get paid, and we're actually going to make sure that you get paid. I think that's encouraging. And it took some cooperation to get that piece done, right, Kurt?
Oh, yeah. Good
point. So to some degree, I commend all of them to get that done. Mm-hmm. Here's the only thing I don't understand. Why promise to pay them later? Why not just get somebody in there? If you can call everybody in, you can call the check writer in, can't you, Kurt?
How stupid am I?
If you can call in all these government workers without pay, can't you call in the guy that like prints checks? Or whatever presses the button digitally to make sure people get paid or whatever you want to call it? Can't you call in the what would it be, a CPA, a comptroller? What would the guy be called that would, like, you know, send the payments, Kurt? Whatever that guy or gal or person is, bring the that dude master. In. Just say, listen, the paymaster. Yeah, good work, Kurt. Bring in the paymaster. I just don't understand it. But I will say this. Like I said, at least it's good news that they're trying to keep their promises. I mean, that's a start. And I think there'll be some stabilizing of the economy and of our society as a result of that. And so I find that good news. But I think rescheduling the State of the Union address, I mean, Pelosi's off her rocker. I would use this to really drill down and talk about the dishonest money in the State of the Union, talk about the broken education system and the Democrats' promise to get rid of government education. And I mean, I would talk about a lot of these things. I would highlight the IRS. Why don't you talk about the State of the Union and say we need to abolish the IRS? It's a national emergency. I'm going to declare the national emergency right now because the border leaks like a sieve, because the IRS is out of control, threatening and terrorizing the citizens. Donald could declare an emergency and just list about 25 reasons, Kurt, on the border. With Mexico, live State of the Union. What do you think about that?
I'm for all that and more.
All right. Tell me about this author. What's his name? Brad Meltzer? Meltzner?
Meltzer?
M-E-L-T-Z-E-R. Brad Meltzer.
All
and
right.
I guess he uncovered a secret plot to kill George Washington, man, back in the day.
Oh, yeah. I thought this was kind of interesting. I'd never heard of this. But, you know, it kind of made me think again about, you know, history and things like that. And, you know, here we are, you know, letting people know that in the Constitution it says make anything, you know, no state shall make anything but gold and silver coin of tender and payment of debts. And we find that most people aren't aware of that. But I didn't ever know. Did you know there was a secret plot to get rid of George Washington?
I knew there was all kinds of people, his whole life people were trying to shut him down and kill him and get rid of him and stuff like that, but God had a work for him to do, as far as I understand it.
Yeah, that's the key. But in this story, they forgot to mention like that bulletproof George Washington story about, you know, all those guys trying to kill him, and then they come up to him later and find out that he's got all these holes in his,
Yeah, but the revisionists just write history and say Cain never killed Abel and Jesus never came and Noam was shooting at George, Kurt.
Good point, Sam.
But your point's well taken that, you know what? And that I think that we can kind of rely on that for us too, Kurt. As long as we have a mission to perform on the earth and God wants us to be here, I think as long as we keep his commandments and do what he asks, he'll protect us to finish our missions, Kurt. I think it's a critical principle to understand.
Yeah, good point.
But I would say this, if we don't keep the commandments of God, we have no promise, Kurt.
Yeah, imagine that.
Yeah. Huh. Anyway, any other tidbits in this Brad Meltzer
story? We have a promise that we have no promise. Yeah, you know, I mean, it just made me remember that it's amazing how many times we think we know all about history. We think we know how America is supposed to be, and yet, sometimes when you look up the original information, you find out, wow. Yeah, and this guy calls his new book The First Conspiracy, and the secret plot to kill George Washington.
I'll tell you, the first conspiracy is when Cain killed Abel, Kurt.
That's what I'm thinking. There's been conspiracy for quite a while, but maybe this guy just unfamiliar with that part of history.
So. Yeah, he's probably not into theories. You know what I mean?
Maybe not.
By the way, this is not theory. This is reality. Tim Tebow engaged to former Miss Universe. What is her name?
Yeah, Demi, now this was
Nell Peters.
Nell's Peters. Yeah, well, you know, it's one of those hyphenated last names that make it kind of tougher for guys like us. Well, it just means, you know, I mean.
Demi Nell's Peters Tebow?
Yeah, I guess that's what it'll be. Uh-huh. It'll be a little tougher for her. But,
and what do you want to bring up on this piece? Tim's engaged?
The guy. Yeah, they got engaged, and, you know, if there were shenanigans going on, you know, the media would be taking them on big time, but they, you know, went and spent time at Tim's home, and, you know, he proposed, and, man, it was really cool, you know?
Yeah, I think they like each other, don't they, Kurt? Imagine
that. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, they got it. For the media to pick up on it, you'd have to have some crazy thing like they're about to get hit by a train, and so they start smoking and burn their arm with a cigarette lighter, and, you know, you'd have to just kind of throw in all kinds of carnage for them to cover it, wouldn't you, Kurt?
Good.
But it's phenomenal news. I'm delighted for Tim, and I'm delighted for Demi, and I pray they get their life off to a wonderful start by doing it right, keeping God's commandments and getting married. We declare this nation shall endure.